Well, the Bible tells us about a man who ruled Babylon and all its land. Around the city he built a wall and declared that Babylon would never fall. He had concubines and wives. He called his Babylon paradise. On his throne he drank and ate, but for Belshazzar it was getting late. For he was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His kingdom was divided, couldn't stand. He was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His houses were built upon the sand. Well, the people feasted and drank their wine and praised the false gods of his time. All holy things they scorned and mocked, but suddenly all their mocking stopped. For on the wall there appeared a hand, nothing else, there was no man. In blood the hand began to write, and Belshazzar couldn't hide his fright. For he was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His kingdom was divided, couldn't stand. He was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His houses were built upon the sand. Well, no one around could understand what was written by the mystic hand. Belshazzar tried but couldn't find a man who could give him peace of mind. But Daniel the prophet, a man of God, he saw the writing on the wall in blood. Belshazzar asked him what it said, and Daniel turned to the wall and read, "My friend, you're weighed in the balance and found wanting. Your kingdom is divided, it can't stand. You're weighed in the balance and found wanting. Your houses are built upon the sand."
That's a great song. Lord bless you, everybody. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor. We are a church of people who are very excited to see the Lord, and we make no apologies for it. We are consumed, obsessed, completely with our groom, as any good bride should be. And all we think about, all we eat, sleep, and drink is the coming of the Lord Jesus, because he made us that way. He gave us a condition called rapture-centric. The only cure is the rapture. My name is Judy, and I'm hosting today. And the only cure is the rapture for this disease. It's a real condition. And Lord bless you if you have it. We are in about stage 5 of this condition. That's the last stage until we get taken. So if you're feeling irritable, grumpy, done with this earth, welcome, welcome. You're in the stage 5 of rapture-centric condition. And but at the same time, it's a bipolar condition because you're extremely joyful and excited. Okay, but the only thing that excites you is the Lord Jesus Christ. And him alone. So the world becomes increasingly distracting and annoying, okay? But God becomes bigger and brighter, and so it's just a paradigm shift. So don't feel bad. Be nice to yourself, okay, if you're having the stage 5 symptoms of rapture-centric disease. The Lord designed it that way. He told me he made us this way, and it would get worse. Our longing for him, our desire for him makes it almost like pickle torture being here, okay? And I like what Ben Duncan said in the chat room. This world is doo-doo. It is. It is doo-doo, poo-poo, poo-poo pants. Like Roman really brings out the poo in poof, doesn't he, though? Him and his poo-poo stuff. Anyway, so Ben Duncan, welcome. I've never seen you in the chat. Are you Benjamin Duncan by any chance from, like, the singer from, like, the Crowder, John? Anyway, I'm just wondering. Okay, welcome. Oh, really? Oh, okay. He's like, yes, no. Okay, so welcome, Carol. Welcome, our guest. Welcome, Rojo. Welcome, Jerry. I hear you laughing here. Hi, Jer Bear, my buddy.
Hi, Jer. Hi, Jerry.
I don't know what I would have done without Jerry. I needed to talk to somebody last night. I was literally freaking out. And here's the purpose of Rapture Centric Church. Okay, the purpose of this church is this: it's for Jesus Christ to encourage. It's for us to encourage one another as we see the day approaching. And how we do that is we show off Jesus and what he's doing in our life, and he shows us off, okay? So this is the purpose of the show. It is not a one-man show. I will not be talking the whole time. I'm simply hosting. I'm a bouncer here. And we want you to call in and share. We call it flirting. You can call it whatever you want. It's just the signs that God has given you. They are increasing, and it's exciting. And God didn't want you to feel alone with being so excited and obsessed with his return. So he wanted to make you feel comfortable in a group of people that are the same way. We're all afflicted with the same disease. We love the Lord Jesus Christ. We love him. And in the book of Revelations, it says the true spirit and the bride say, come, and that's our position. We just cannot wait to see him. And, you know, hate me for it. I don't care. Welcome, Alana. Alana got back in chat. That's crazy awesome. She's back in chat. Yay. No show 195 is Alana. And I'm excited because she's back. So there's a bunch of people calling in, and I'm about to unmute everyone in just a minute. We have, it looks like JoJo and Katie. Yay, JoJo and Katie. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Katie.
We love you. We have service tonight.
Yay. Yeah, and the reason why they have around us because they haven't had cell phone service. So if, you know, if they haven't been in Facebook chat and things like that, it's not because they're ignoring everybody. It's because they didn't have coverage. Right, Katie?
Right. We wanted to be on, so.
Yeah. So, yay. So would you like to say anything? I know everybody's excited to hear from you.
Yeah. God has us doing, like, really cool stuff. Like, we've seen a lot of miracles and like things just happening every day. It's just been like God has us on some kind of mission. Like today, like God had us help like some man that couldn't afford like some donuts or something. And then like the other day, we witnessed to this guy that we were on this mountain, and he was literally on a hike searching for the Lord. He hiked from Georgia to Vermont, and he was on his way to Memphis, and we went to him and told him everything about RCC and everything and how the Lord's coming, and he like was totally taken aback by us and completely agreed with us 100%. Now he's like, wow, I'm so like thankful. And we like took him to dinner, and then what else? We're literally living with this lady right now who her husband died recently, or 8 years ago, but anyways, and so we've just been here helping her, you know, hanging out with her, and that's pretty much what we're doing in New York right now, and then we'll go back to Vermont pretty soon, but we're glad to have someone covered.
How long is the drive? From Vermont to New York to drive. Huh?
Hours.
5 hours?
Yep.
Wow. Rojo in the chat. Rojo said how cool it was that you were on a hike searching for the Lord, and that there was someone on a hike searching for the Lord, and he ran into Joe and Katie. She said that's just way cool.
So cool.
I agree.
We took pictures and everything. It's really cool.
Ooh, send them to me, and I'll pass them on.
Yeah. So that's what we've been doing. What else have we done? We've done so much. God's just been speaking to us. I've been getting all kinds of dreams and stuff, revelations, but I really just feel like it's just now, you know? Go time.
Yeah. It's now. I think... Thurbell made a video saying now.
Yeah. RC asteroids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the rapture-centric asteroids. Okay, so I was freaking out last night, so because Let's talk about this. Well, wait, Katie and Joe, please jump in the line. Anything else to share, guys? We just it's really a treat to have you. So, anything?
We're having our RCC withdrawal without cell coverage. Like, oh my goodness, we missed our family. But
yeah,
we
miss you too.
Because it's like, where to even begin? But yeah, we'll share a little bit in a bit. I'm gonna sit here and even figure out where to start.
Yeah.
Okay.
We really
perfect.
Do.
Well, you know how to jump in and interrupt, right? You guys can do that.
You know, we're real good at that, Juju.
No, you're not. You're not. All right, text my phone, and I'll stop everything to hear what you're saying. Okay. You know, I sometimes get on a ramble. I just wanted to say that, as everybody may not know, but the Lord literally set the alarm on my phone. He set it on Monday for 5 days from then, which is Saturday. He set the alarm on my phone and for Saturday. And so it was a supernatural experience, the way the whole thing happened. You can listen to other shows to hear it, but basically the Lord told me he's setting the alarm for Saturday. He literally set my alarm. I had nothing to do with it. And this is before we knew, you know, about the CME that was going to be, you know, it's Earth-directed and should be affecting, you know, with earthquakes and different things on Saturday when the Lord told me he was sounding the alarm. Now, something is happening, and then last night, it turns out on August 31st, the scientists found an asteroid coming toward Earth, and it should fly by on the 7th, okay? And the name of the asteroid is RC. RC asteroid, guys. Can you make this stuff up or not, okay? Rapture-centric asteroid, and what the Lord was telling me when I saw that and read about it, and I looked up names of asteroids to see if there was ever another RC name of an asteroid, and there wasn't. And go do some research on the way they name asteroids. It's pretty cool because there's no numbers behind it. It's just RC. Okay? Jerry's the one that told me to do that, and I did. So anyway, so basically the title of the video is it's flying by the Earth and the Moon. And just so you guys know, the Rapture-Centric Church, we're flying out of here. Okay? And I think that was a major flirt from the Lord. And if we happen to be here, yes, Ben Duncan even agrees it's uncommon to not put numbers behind it. Absolutely. And, you know, the Lord has a sense of humor, and he told me. He goes, yeah, I'm sounding the alarm on Saturday, and my Rapture-centric, you know, you guys are flying on. I'm like, yay, Lord. So I was so excited last night. I couldn't even stay in late-night chat. I was, like, had so much energy. I had to go, like, walk and run around and do stuff because I was so excited. So I'm really excited about this weekend, because the Lord sounded the alarm on my cell phone, and everybody's getting signs from God that they're just totally consumed with. Jason 302 is having major things happen in his family. Emily heard a stopwatch tick-tock when she was at the bus stop, and it was the Lord because nothing on her device was making that noise on her cell phone. So she heard that, and she believed it was a stopwatch. And the Lord's just giving signs to everybody who is looking for him. He is backing himself up. So I told Jerry, I said, Jerry, if we're here on Monday, if we're here, okay, I think we're flying, but if we're here, the Lord told me the flirts are only going to get stronger and bigger. And I don't know how much bigger you can get. I mean, he literally set my phone alarm for Saturday and said he was sounding the alarm, and then an RC asteroid, we're flying like that asteroid out of here, okay? And
absolutely,
that's what he told me. But he told me if we're here, he said it's only going to get bigger and stronger, like I'm only going to do more of this, God told me. But he wants us to believe we're leaving today. We don't even have to wait for Saturday. And I'm just, you guys, I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm just, Jerry, was I not jumping up and down? I mean, thank God Jerry picked up his phone at like 3 o'clock in the morning. So I'm like, I need to talk to somebody. Am I the only one who's seeing that this is a rapture-centric asteroid? Like, right?
That's right. We've got our own asteroid, gang. We've got a rapture-centric asteroid. What's better than that? I mean, that's so cool.
But I really,
you know,
think it's us. I think it represents us. Like,
yeah,
we
exactly
are it. But anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, the things that you were saying about the increasing interaction and signs and things he's going to give us, I was just thinking back on the last really months where I think, you know, he gave me a word, actually an image of us being gathered closer and closer together as a church and a family, where we'd be, you know, more and more tightly packed. And as the drawing of the net closed and then drew us up out of where we're at. And I think we've really seen that because I remember we were starting to see more and more common words and experiences between members of our group. And they would happen over time, and then they started happening on the same day. And now, and it's one of the reasons we've done less and less news topics, because there's been so much to discuss over time, and especially recently, just between us. And we're now to the point where we're really not covering everything that happens on a daily basis just within our group. And I think we should acknowledge that, because he's doing a powerful thing with us. And like Jason, you know, you can pretty much, the things he's experiencing right now with Corrine and Emily and the other Jason and so on are just really cool. And we could pretty much do a show on that, you know, recently. And then Jason's been getting some leadings of his own, and then we've all been getting things. And so I think we, you know, definitely need to recognize that. And this stuff right now, you know, it was when you called and told me about that that alarm, immediately I started feeling it. And I knew. And then he directed you to call me. And then there were so many things that connected to a 24th, because it's the Julian August 24th. And he directed me to that in a private.
Yeah,
September 6th, which is Saturday, but it's the Julian 24th, and he told you, Julian, you and little John, Julian, and anyway, there were so many things about that, and then as soon as you started to talk about it, I could just feel it, and I don't think I've quit feeling it, and I don't have anything else to do since there's other normal daily activities that I'm not doing right now, but anyway, that's another story, but the point is, you know, we started recognizing that Katie and Joe are having just an amazing time, and Katie's experiencing some relief from where she was before, and the Lord is really working with them, and Jason's having these experiences, and you know, Judy, you and I are having these things, and all of this stuff is going on, and I think, you know, look for it, because he's going to keep giving us more and powerful signs and words as we go on, I think, on a daily basis. And if we are here Monday or later, then it's just going to get more and more powerful, just like he told you, and we can see the trend already leading that way. So but this sign, you know, when he gave us the alarm for Saturday, there's definitely something to it. This seems really extraordinary. And then, of course, then the asteroid comes up in the middle of this, and, you know,
And when he gave me Saturday, we didn't even know about the CME, you know, that
right.
Was probably going to cause.
Right, BP did a video on the CME, and I looked at some of that today, and there is definitely a lot of solar energy out of a coronal mass ejection from the sun that's coming here, and so we had an alarm for the 6th. The CME is supposed to come on the 6th, and the asteroid is supposed to come on the 7th. And as a near pass to the Earth, and way inside the moon's orbit. Much, you know, like only 10% of the moon's orbit away from the Earth. So it's, you know, there's a lot going on. And then that asteroid's coming by, and they name it RC, which for us is rapture-centric, 2014 RC. Are you kidding me? So I don't know how, you know, he could put a bigger exclamation point on it, and maybe in the next 24 hours he will. But come on.
Yeah.
You know, this is just unbelievable. And
more,
you know,
in our belief, honoring it.
Yeah, that's what it is. We're pursuing him, and he's reaching out to us, which is what it's all about.
And childlike faith is not for, you know, it takes a lot of humility to believe everything the Lord says. It's a beautiful thing to believe and have faith. The Bible says, unless you become like one of these, you know, you need to have the mind of Christ. And sometimes the mind of Christ doesn't look like the mind that's on this earth. Sometimes it does. Oftentimes it does. But get out of that mindset and get into the Christ mind, and he'll start showing you things like this. If you're feeling left out and out of the loop right now, God's not doing that to me. All you have to do, you guys, he doesn't love us more than anyone else. The reason why I'm getting all this stuff and other people are that are part of this family is because we are hungry, we're thirsty, we're asking him, we love him, we adore him. I didn't even ask him for any of the stuff he did recently. I don't ask him anymore, when are you coming? I know he's coming, and he just wanted to do this. So, you guys, it's just exciting. And I want to read a couple things. But before I do that, when I sent out the R-Seed Asteroid email last night, God woke Jim up to check his email 1 minute before I sent it. I thought that was really cool. He just thought that he got, like, prompted him to wake up and check your email, and then he got the email from me saying, we're flying out of here, you know. I'm excited. Whatever. You know, that weekend to me, when the Lord first fell on my son and started announcing all the stuff that he was doing, those were amazing days, okay? This feels like those days again, you know, because the Lord got the message out through the little prophet, what he wanted, and then the Lord lifted the office of prophet off of him. He's still a prophet, always will be. But that office has been lifted. He said, now you can play until I get here. You've done your job. So he's back in kid mode. And I told Jerry, I'm feeling like I did when the Spirit first fell on him, like for this weekend. Super excited, super, you know, and I, you know, it's just going to, God just told me it's only going to get stronger. His flirtings, his leanings are only going to get stronger if should we be here, you know, on Monday. Okay, I don't believe it, though. I believe we're out today even. Michelle, go ahead, Jerry. Were you gonna, oh, by the way, I'm going to unmute everyone. Go ahead.
I just recall that I'm having some background noise problems here. I'm sorry, but I just recall that, you know, we're not the only ones that have been pointed to this weekend. The 7th and the 8th has been something we sort of looked at for a while. And I think, I can't remember. I know Michelle had the 4th, and then I think Jason was looking at the 7th. The 7th.
Guys, the things that Jason 302 has been shown, like Jerry said, Jason could take up the whole hour. He's in late night chat if you ever want to see it, but he could take up the whole hour with the stuff that's going on, like Jerry said, in their family right now. It's just amazing what God's doing. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying there are other people who have been pointed to the 7th before all this came up. And by the way, that asteroid wasn't discovered until the 31st of August. And so the asteroid was discovered on the 31st of August. The Lord gave us a sound the alarm and gave Judy a personal confirmation about it on her phone, but also spoke to her about it. And then it was several days later that the information about this asteroid was made public. Our warning also came before the CME, the coronal mass ejection from the sun, which are normally associated with increased earthquake activity. And this one appears to be strong enough, based on the information in BP's video, that it somewhere on Earth will see an increase in uptake in earthquakes of a larger variety when it passes. And this has been a long-established pattern. And so our alarm came before any of this information was public or even it happened. So the Lord is right on top of it.
Because our alarm came on Monday or Tuesday, wasn't it? Tuesday, 1, 2, 3.
Our alarm came on Monday. It came on Monday.
Yeah, because it was 5 days from then. And by the way, me and Jerry decided to go on a hunger strike. It's a hunger strike because we're like, God, you need to get here. And I was supposed to do it with him, but the Lord wouldn't let me because he said I wasn't in good enough health to do it because of my little thing I'm going through here with the breathing. But Jerry is still on his hunger strike. And, Jerry, how is your hunger strike growing? Are you still going strong?
It's going good. Yesterday was a little harder. It's going well. Yesterday was a little harder, but today is better again. And I can – almost from the beginning, I kind of sensed that the Lord was in it. And then when he gave us the alarm and other things that I've been experiencing, I know he's completely in it. You know, I
was just wondering, you're hungry, because earlier when you said earthquake, you said earth cake. And I'm wondering if you're thinking about cake.
I'm distracted. the answer is yes, I'm hungry. I'm reminded many times a day that I'm hungry, and then I have to stop the urge to go do something about it and remind myself
what
I'm doing.
I told Jerry his, Ben said, I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. That's a good one. I know. I can feel it, too. We need to download that song to our show. But Jerry, I told Jerry he better stay on his hunger strike, because ever since he started the hunger strike, that's when the Lord set the alarm. And, I mean, like, I just said, don't eat. Your hunger strike is working. And you know what?
I actually think
that Jerry is joining Jesus in a strike, because remember the vision that little John had? Jesus was jumping up and down saying, God, let me go get them. Let me. God's like, not yet. And Jesus was having a fit. I don't know if you guys remember that vision my son had a while back. And so Jerry's having a fit. So that's why it's a hunger strike. So we can talk about it. It's not like a fast, you know. It's a hunger strike. We're like, we're not going to eat till you get here. I was supposed to do it with them, but I couldn't. But anyway, the thing is I got Jerry's symptoms, because Jerry hasn't really had the symptoms, and I've had the symptoms. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm eating, but I have symptoms. Anyway, long story short.
And at one point you threatened me with bodily harm if I did stop, so.
Yeah, I did. I said your hunger strike, because I think that Jesus is striking. I do. I think Jesus, because Jesus was jumping up and down. He wants to come get us yesterday. So Jerry's just joining Jesus, and the Lord is having fun with us.
I asked him last night if he wanted me to continue, and he said yes. So, so here we are, and you know what? I'm having a better day today, so this is great. And I'm anticipating going through the week anyway, and if I succeed, then I'll check back in on Monday about it.
Yeah,
but hopefully we'll be out of here.
Yeah, and so Michelle told me I could share this. Michelle has a challenge from God. You know how everyone's doing the ice bucket challenge and all that? Okay. I put up some funny videos about it. But anyway, and my little nephew for high school, he's a freshman, and he did the ice bucket challenge and stuff like that. So anyway, long story short, Michelle has a challenge. She's calling it a challenge from God. She said, Judy, do you want to hear something crazy? This morning I called my mom to tell her something, and my stepdad gets on the phone to say he is concerned. He is hearing about the increased terror threat since 9/11 is approaching, and that ISIS is now in America. So he says that since I am close to the Mexico border and the terror threat is up, that I should stop posting stuff about Jesus on Facebook so ISIS doesn't come chop my head off. He said I should stop posting this stuff until the terror threat diminishes. Little does he know that the threat isn't going away. So today, after waking up, I get challenged by a friend on Facebook to name three things I am thankful for, similar to the ice bucket challenge without the ice water. The only things I am thankful for are things that involve the Lord. So in a way, I feel like the Lord is challenging me to continue proclaiming his name on Facebook. And then she laughed. Amen, Michelle. You know what? Go for it. Let your voice be stronger and stronger, because what your stepdad doesn't know is, we're not going out that way. We were destined for the rapture. That's why he made us a body. So we're not going out that way. But what he doesn't know is you don't mind at the point of you are in your where you're at in your stage 5 of rapture-centric disease. You know, getting your head chopped off would be a great reprieve, right? It's a shortcut. So what her stepdad doesn't know is Michelle doesn't care if her head gets chopped off, and she's going to keep preaching Jesus. And, exactly, Ben said, forget ISIS, chop my head off now. That means I'm going home. I say the same thing, because those of us that are still here are suffering in a different type of way, okay? And that's very valid and real, God told me, you know. So, thanks for sharing that, Michelle. We're going to continue to be a strong witness wherever you're at. All that matters is you do what God's telling you to do. If God tells you to go off Facebook, go off. But if God's saying proclaim it boldly, do it. All that matters is you're just doing what God tells you to do. And I get a lot of benefit from Michelle's postings on YouTube, and I hope she keeps posting.
I love you,
so,
Michelle.
So the other thing, did you hear that, Michelle? Say it again.
I love you, Michelle.
That's from your little sister, Katie. Michelle loves Katie. So here we go. I have one more thing to share, and then I'm done. But I'm just, if you can't tell, I'm so excited. I had to take my breather. Like, I was so excited last night. I was like, hold on, Jerry, I have to take my breather. I'm so excited I can't breathe.
Even worse. True. It's absolutely true.
I always stay in late night chat, but I was so excited I had to leave chat. I'm like, you guys, I can't even stay here. I just have to, like, go run around. I'm freaking out. I'm like, I'm telling you, God has a good sense of humor. We're so out of here. And if you don't feel it, just ask him yourself. He'll tell you. He'll give you every sign in the book. Okay, so Rosemary, God bless you. Rosemary, as we know, is an author and has written her own book. And the Lord recently has been giving her insight about Noah and the dove and different things like that. So while I gather the information and share it, let me let everyone on the line, and I'm going to gather the information, and when I'm ready, I'll pipe back in. I had it right in front of me, and I just lost it. So meanwhile, let me unmute everybody. I'm going to unmute Marianne. God bless you,
hey,
Marianne.
Hey, Judy. I love your voice.
I love you.
I love you.
And we're praying for Grant. That's Marianne's brother. He's been diagnosed with leukemia, but we're believing he's going to get on a ticket out of here. So updated. Talk to us. Let me just let on everyone else and then talk to us, Marianne. Give us an update. I'm going to let on Tana. Tana's calling from home. Hi, Tana.
Hi. And love Pat. You all. Love
hi, Tana.
You.
Yes.
Love you, Jen. Love you, Katie. Love you, Jerry. Love you, Marianne. Love you, Judy.
Love you.
Love you, everyone waiting to come on the line. Love you, everyone in chat. And I love everyone listening. I love you most of all. I love you, Jesus. Yay. Roman was in chat last late night chat briefly, everyone.
Was he? Oh, wow. Good.
Hi,
yeah.
Monica.
And Tana,
hi, sweeties.
If Jason shared something in late night chat that I missed, can you share it now? He sent me. I got a bunch of emails, so I know what's going on. There's so many miracles, I lost track of them. But I also want to just welcome to the line Leah, and we love you, Leah. And who's 713? I forget who 713 is. Who's that?
This is
Debbie Somerset.
Oh, hi, Deb.
Hi, Debbie. Deborah Somerset. Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yay. Oh, and we also have another 317 number. I don't know who that is. Is that someone from Indiana?
Yes, Sarah Bell.
Another...
Yes, me.
Hi, Sarah Bell.
Hi, guys. I want to share something when the time is proper.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead and share. Go ahead.
Okay. Firstly, I apologize for the cicada sounds in the background. I'm out walking. But anyway. So as you guys know, I'm in school, and it's just really burdensome because I know how, like, there's no use of trying to stay here for a long time and get a degree and all that stuff. But what do you know? I'm in an astronomy class, right? So today, the teacher pulls up an article about an asteroid that's supposed to come near the Earth on this Sunday. Uh-huh. And I know that a lot of you have been shown things about the 6th. I don't have any dates, but according to this article, this asteroid is supposed to come pretty close to Earth. NASA is saying that it won't hit, but it might anyway. They might have miscalculated.
What?
It might still hit, and it might have something to do with the tsunami. It happens on the 7th. But
oh, I thought of that, too. Yes.
Yep.
So, yeah, I just wanted to say that I don't know if that means anything to somebody, but after I made a video about it.
Yeah.
That's our comet. Our asteroid. It's got our initials
on
it.
What's
I know,
what's
right?
The
comet.
Yeah,
comet.
That's right.
Yeah, they're calling it 2014 RC. Come on.
That's right.
That's what it's called.
Yep.
So, yeah.
It's ours. We claim it.
Yeah, it is.
And when I sent the email out, Andre, and it's the RC. Oh, I love hearing the cicadas.
Oh, the crickets, yeah.
Oh, cool. So I was going to totally mute myself if it was too loud. And,
I like it.
Oh,
cool. It sounds nice. We have Pat's dogs give us background noise.
They're good tonight.
Andre in addition to having an alarm clock from the Lord on Saturday and a CME on Saturday and an RC asteroid on Sunday, what else did Andre say, Jerry? Do you remember? I can't find any of these emails.
What?
I'm having a problem.
Oh,
really?
Andre said that in addition to that, Russia is doing a nuke. They are doing nuclear practices. What is that called? I'm sorry. I'm trying to find it.
Drills. Drills.
Yes.
You know, practice drills.
That, and what's the other thing he brought up? And
I'm looking. See if I can.
Yeah.
Where's that? Was it an ISIS? Was it the ISIS thing?
Yeah,
I know one thing.
So.
Yeah, here, I think here it is. Let's see what I can get. It says, he goes, oh, yeah, he says, at the same time you have the U.S. asking for DEFCON 1, and I think that's the Joint Chiefs of Staff, a former Joint Chiefs of Staff who's saying we should be at DEFCON 1. That's actually
right.
A war status. That's not a warning. DEFCON 1 is actually war status, and it's for intercontinental ballistic missiles in Russia going through the full nuke deployment exercise. So those were the things that he mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
so he said in addition to the RC asteroid and the CME,
yep.
We have those two things going on. That's pretty huge, I would say, for this weekend, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so... Let me read
Judy,
you. Go ahead, dear. Yeah, go ahead.
You got the email I sent you about the words on the horse shirt?
Yes, please share that. Please share that, Pat.
Okay.
You know what, Pat?
My
the reason why
gets
I don't
catalog. Yeah, go ahead.
Just so you know, the reason why people that call in regularly, I love it when you share. I love getting your emails, but then I'd rather you share it. So, Pat, when you send
this
me stuff, please share it. So I don't have to read it, but I love
sure
it. I mean, like on the air.
Okay.
You know what I mean? On the air. Yeah.
My daughter gets the catalog because we like Southwestern because I lived in Texas, yada, yada. Okay. So there's they have the shirts with the words on about horses and stuff. So this one said, thunder is the sound of hoofbeats in heaven. How about that one?
Yes.
Whoa.
Whoa,
okay, that's
right?
That's
yes,
a big
thunder
word.
Is the sound of hoofbeats in heaven. Oh,
that
boy.
Means that the horses are galloping. They're just going because just recently, it seems like we've just had storms with just thunder, and minimal rain, but tons of thunder. Just like recently we had, it was a lightning storm. No rain, just lightning.
That's a weird storm.
But,
yeah.
Cool.
So that's gloomy. I'm like, whoa.
The horses
it's amazing.
I told them the horses are riding. All the four horsemen are riding. That's what Keith was told. So
that's
yeah,
what the
Keith
thunder is, the sound
right,
of hoofbeats in heaven. Yeah.
Okay,
that's
so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be done after this. Everyone's unmuted. I want everyone to share. I'm really dying to get you this word out from Rosemary. Everybody knows Rosemary in chat. She's an author herself.
Sure.
Go ahead, give her some revelation about the Dove. So she calls it Dove 101. Okay, so since we opened the subject as Nov does, I decided to share what I can explain easily. I will call it Dove 101. I know the Lord has so much more waiting for us to discover about Noah and the Dove. You can share this. First, it just so happens that we are in the time that Noah sent the Dove out to find dry land. Eagle, the 10th. That's the 5th. 2014, that's today, Elul 10. First time Noah, wait, can someone use their phone? It's kind of loud. I don't know what that is, but.
Okay.
So, did you guys hear that? Did I pronounce it right, Elul?
Elul.
Okay, so this is pretty profound. Elul 10th equals September 5th, 2014. That's the first time Noah sent out the dove who returned because it found no place to rest the sole of its foot. Noah brought the dove back unto himself, quote-unquote. Elul 17th equals September 12th. The second time Noah sent out the dove, it returned with an olive branch. Elul 24, September 9th, third time Noah sent dove out, it did not return. So this is what she came up with years ago. Years ago, after I read the scripture in Genesis 8 over and over, Jesus stressed to me repeatedly that the dove Noah sent out to find dry land represents himself. I said, what? To make it simple, Jesus came to earth but had no place to lay his head, as he said himself. This is like the dove who had no place to set his foot. The land, also meaning us humans, the land, we represent the land, rejected both Jesus and the dove. But now Jesus does have a place to rest his head, a place to set his foot. This place is in our midst, those who love him. We are on the land waiting for him. There's so much more to this. It becomes really, really deep, extremely hard to explain the more you dig into it. So if anyone hears from the Lord about this, I encourage you to run with it. I know it's important to our time with clues to the rapture. And yes, Rosemary, it is, but I'm not done. There's more from her. So she also said, okay, so speaking of this, there's a part in the chapter of her book where the Lord spoke to her about this. It's called Surprises Out of Nowhere on page 92. It tells about her confirmation that Noah's dove is important to our time. It was like God saying, hello, wake up, look at the dove. I will spotlight it for you. So I'm going to read a little bit from her book. So it's starting on page 93, and it just goes to about a page here, and it's talking about the dove. So here I go. Surprises out of nowhere. Okay, last paragraph. Okay, so at dusk that evening, I read the finished writing centering on Noah's dove. The sky was almost, okay, for those of you that don't know, Rosemary's an author. She wrote a book called He Left Me for Another. She went to Israel multiple times, and this book was written out of what the Lord did in her heart as she was on her journey with him. And so Surprises Out of Nowhere is from chapter 15 of her book that I'm reading from. And it correlates with what God's been showing her about the dove. So here I go. At dusk that evening, I read the finished writing centering on Noah's dove. The sky was almost dark. A loud clap of thunder boomed. Lightning flashed. I nearly jumped off the living room couch. I peeked outside to see trees swaying and rain dashing. I settled down to read again. Another thunder boom echoed. The lights flickered. The room became pitch black. I stumbled to find a flashlight, sat on the couch, and focused the light on the page. The ring of light on the lines of print was the only illumination in the room. I finished reading and pulled the pages together in a folder. The flashlight sat in my lap. As I twisted to arise, the flashlight turned to pointing upward toward the wall behind the couch. I peered up at the wall and stopped short. My eyes must have been wide open in amazement. Here, surrounded by total darkness, the flashlight beam showcased a picture of a white dove hanging on the wall. The previous Christmas, my daughter gave me the picture. Sitting in this light, a white dove perched above me. The stream of light perfectly framed the dove. I sat in the darkness and waited for the next clap of thunder and flash of lightning. The storm outside intensified what was happening. I could not take my eyes off that dove. I lingered there, reminded that God is our light in the darkness. No matter how small and insignificant we seem in the scope of things, maybe sitting in the dark alone in the fury of a storm, we are important to God. He knows exactly what we are doing at any given moment. This would not be defined as a supernatural event. However, I know the Lord orchestrated it. Everything in the room, even myself, was positioned to create the moment timed precisely. A few days later, I moved the couch beneath the wall with the dove picture, a fairly recent addition to the room. Becoming tired and wanting to finish this furniture move, I said a short prayer that day. This furniture arrangement was what I received. Now, sitting in this raging storm with a beam of light on the dove on the wall, I was filled with questions. What about a storm coming up? As I read this chapter about doves so that I could use a flashlight to read. So what about a storm coming up as I read this chapter about doves so that I had to use a flashlight to read? What about sitting on the couch instead of a chair across the room? What about using a flashlight rather than waiting until the next day to read? What about the exact position of the flashlight on my lap as I move to illuminate the dove? And what are the chances of all this happening all at once? After I wrote the entire day about a dove, okay? So, of course, a logical explanation existed. Sitting in that darkened room with a beam of light on a dove did not seem logical to me. For several minutes, my eyes focused upward on that dove, still bathed in a warm yellow light. I thanked God. These moments were profound for me. Yes, I'm almost done here, guys, but this is just so good. Yes, God is here and lavishes attention on us. Sometimes when we least expect it, this is what he's doing right now with the rapture-centric church. He's doing it to all of us that are hungry. The next day, I was ready to revisit the sixth floor, which, the you know, this is kind of a rapture-centric book, Brojo. I was ready to revisit the sixth floor, which the Lord described as a showcase window. I grew on the fifth floor as the plant thrived with tender loving care in the greenhouse. The Lord carefully explained this to me. Just as the next step is to put the blooms of the plant in a vase on display, he also puts his children in a showcase window when the time is right. Wow, because that's what rapture-centric church is. He said it's for him to show off his bride and for us to show him off. That's really cool. This is so fitting. This is more than a display. It is a way for us to meet those he has intended to cross our path. So anyway, her book is on, you can get it on, what's that called, online? eBay and everything
Amazon.
Else. Anywhere online.
Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon. He Left Me for Another by Rosemary Johns. Really short, amazing book about her life.
Cool.
And she's
That's
part
beautiful.
Of our church since day one. God bless you, Rojo. Thank you. And if anyone wants me to forward that email and you want to see her insights about a lull and the doves and stuff, and you've been getting doves things from the Lord, let me know, and I'll forward you that, and then you can talk to her about it too, and then you can tell us and we'll share it. Okay,
sure.
Everybody, so I'm done sharing for today, so let me just tell you, we have Jerry and Joe and Katie and Marianne and Tawna and Pat and Leah and Sarah Bell, and who was 713 again? Who was that?
Sarah Bell and
Debbie
Somerset.
Deb.
And Deborah.
Deb.
Yeah. Deborah Somerset.
Oh, Deborah. That's Deborah.
Debbie.
Okay, that's Deborah. Okay, guys,
yeah.
So the lines are open. Speak up. Speak up.
Okay, I was going to say about Jason, the stuff in chat last night. So
okay.
I was, Corrine also got, she likes some cookies, and she got a fortune, and on one side was 9, and on the other side was 11, and previously God had talked to her and had told her in a dream about 9/11. She was told about 9/11 that on 9/11 there were going to be some signs in the sky, or there would be some signs one would see. So that that's what she got as a fortune 9/11. And yes, Emily had gotten. She was listening to music, waiting for the bus, and she heard the stopwatch. She heard a ticking or a stopwatch sound or alarm kind of sound. And so Jason that night went on the computer and said, does it sound like this, and did a stopwatch. And Jason said, does it sound like, or was it like tick, 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 or what, you know, trying to do the different sounds. And then he went on the computer and did the stopwatch sound, and she's like, that was it. So, yes, Emily heard Judy's stopwatch ticking. And let's see what else. And then Roman has issues with his shower, and so his landlord brought him a new shower. Roman is a plumber. He brought him a new shower to install, and the shower is called Rapture Shower.
Oh my gosh! Wow! He'll be raptured when he's taking a shower.
So yeah, it's a brand new. He's like, I've been a plumber for years, like a few years, and I've never seen a Rapture Shower.
Oh, that's funny.
No,
Oh, Roman, leave it to you.
Well, last night after Judy was saying about, you know, ask God about, you know, what time you're going to go, God gave me 4:13, and, you know, he talks to me in numbers, and so I looked it up on Strong's Concordance, and you cannot make this stuff up. In the Greek, 4:13 means not left behind.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Seriously?
Wow.
He wasn't giving you a time.
Wow.
Just letting you know you're not being left behind.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable.
That's great. Super.
That's cool.
Really, really super.
Plus you got the dream.
Wow.
Everybody got the dream, that strange dream that I interpreted to God.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Wow, that was great.
Yeah.
My goodness.
That shocked me. That shocked me because I read it and I was like, I don't even know what this thing means, Lord, and then he sold me.
Yeah,
wow.
I actually got that. I told Jerry, I think I told Jerry, and I actually got this I told Jerry yesterday, I got that it was about the bride myself, but right. God had you go into more detail, deeper meaning of it all, Keith. I had gotten it was about the bride. We're in the chamber waiting, hiding,
wow.
And then
wow.
that him becoming king was us basically being raptured, shining,
mm-hmm.
coming, whatever.
Yep.
But he had to go deeper, like so much deeper than I ever went.
And then he told me to, you know, look up that Bible story because I don't really know the Old Testament stuff too well, you know. So I was shocked and I read it. I was like, and then he showed me something else about that, how the timing, how, you know, when he came of age was when he became king. And then he was telling me, well, the bride's come of age right now. They're ripe. That's one of the raptures now.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, like I said, you got so much deeper. I was just like, it's about the bride, and that's about the bride.
Wow. Oh, wow.
But you, Keith, actually had to go to the garage and actually do some research.
Yeah.
Take over for yeah. Jerry.
Yeah. I'll hang out with Jerry in the garage, no problem.
There we go. I can't take as many of those garage fumes right now with my other condition, so
oh, wow.
There's plenty of space and time in there for somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
You know,
I'll hang out with Jerry. I'll help him. I'll help him understand things.
Cool. The, you know, we've had... you know, our alarm for the Saturday and, you know, also with the other stuff over the weekend. But there's been so much projected, both in the mainstream media towards this week, and in particular 9/11, but also other people have been led to that, like Corrine. And so it's going to be really interesting. You know, a couple of days ago, there was a really, really huge number of fireballs recorded. And they claimed
oh, wow.
to not know where they came from,
wow.
that they were
wow.
that they were
right.
random. And, you know, normally even during a meteor shower, those that are recorded
yeah.
a lot and reported are typically under 100. And
yeah, usually
you know,
30-40. Yep.
Yeah, and while this did not used to be the case, I think years ago. In the last couple of years, a low number on a nightly basis would be in the single digits, like 5, 8, 2, any possible numbers there.
Yeah.
They, a couple of days ago, they recorded over 300.
Wow.
Whoa.
And they claimed that they were random, that they don't know the source, they were nonspecific.
Well, I'll tell
and
you
which
something.
Which makes, okay.
I don't know if I believe it or not, but this Nibiru thing, they said it's coming by the 11th of September. So they think a lot of the stuff going on is from this planet coming to say howdy. So that's a big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll
just give you that. I
well,
don't know.
There's this guy who claims to have inside info that talks to Paul Begley occasionally, and you never know about this stuff because most of those things are just total fakes.
Poof,
but
poof, yeah,
poo poo pants. But
yeah,
there you go, Roman. The thing is. He actually specifically mentioned one time that I heard, and I haven't listened every time, but the possibility of something hitting the moon. And that really, I remembered it because the Lord told Judy one time to watch the moon. So I think we should be watching the moon, and that brings me back to the other stuff I was saying. If there's this huge number of fireballs, which means relatively small rocky debris coming into the atmosphere from space, and then this asteroid is obviously a somewhat larger object, about 19 or 20 meters, coming
maybe
into the or not coming. It's not. They're not forecasting it to come into the atmosphere. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But the point is, if there's all this junk out there, it's probably associated with more junk that we don't know or haven't been told about yet.
So the fact that they've identified this is very interesting. But when it's when they announce it only a couple of days after all these fireballs, which is smaller debris, have been observed actually in the atmosphere, then you have to wonder, you know, what else is out there that may be kind of in partner, and that's exactly goes along with what you said, Pat, whether it's a Nibiru type thing or any other large object, or even a trail of comet debris.
What I heard is that our satellites are like 22,000 or 2,200 or whatever it is. This thing is
22,000 miles.
So, okay, yeah. It's only 2,000 miles away from our asteroids. I mean, our satellites up there.
This asteroid is. And, you know, it's interesting, too, because I looked at that today, and it is passing on the sun, on the sun side of Earth.
Oh.
And this, about 24 hours before this thing passes by, is when this large push from the CME, the coronal
CME.
Mass ejection, is supposed to pass by, and that also pass by this asteroid. And none of us are supposed to worry about it, but the thing is, we may see things. And one of the things that we might see is if that asteroid is if its course has changed, it might possibly, you know, shift it into, for example, those outer orbiting satellites. And if it, if it knocks one or two of those, and you never know.
All the space junk out there, all the space junk. You wouldn't believe all the stuff going around the Earth.
Yeah.
That's just garbage.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you never know what we might see. But the other thing is there could be other things out there floating around on a similar trajectory. So, I really don't think we should be worried about it. He's going to pull us out when we need to be pulled out. But it's
true.
You know, let's call it, let's call it from our perspective, fireworks.
Good word.
And it's
I'm
fireworks. And, sometimes.
That's what I do. Yeah, worry about it. Hope that thing wipes us out.
I thought that was the asteroid that's going to go by Puerto Rico. I really thought they
just
not telling us.
My brother and I just said
who was
it?
Seriously, one time I had a dream about that.
Really?
I had a dream that an asteroid. Oh, get this. So in this dream, an asteroid. I guess it landed on Puerto Rico, I think. It totally destroyed it or something like that. And simultaneously, I was in a plane going up, but I could see the asteroid going down.
Wow. They're not telling us this is going to hit or not. I mean, they might not be telling us.
Efrain Rodriguez is saying the same thing. Efrain Rodriguez is saying,
It's going to hit right in front of Puerto Rico. It's going to hit the water right in front of the island, closest to us.
Now, Keith, he said the 9th. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, 7th through the 9th.
Okay.
Because
I
was... And the tsunami. He's saying tsunami.
And the supermoon is on the 9th, right, Keith? There's the supermoon on the 9th of December?
Supermoon's on the 9th.
And Yellowstone.
Yellowstone's
supposed to go.
That's another reason why the LA guys, the scientist says that LA is going to hit on the 9th because he studies the supermoons. Yeah.
And they're talking about... Tom Lipshew's talking about Yellowstone. On the
9th. There you go. A lot of things.
Yeah.
And
the
also,
magnet
Judy
is coming to the top.
The night after the alarm experience, Judy had a dream about an earthquake where she was saying, the Lord is coming, the Lord is coming, and there's a big earthquake about the same size as she experienced the other day in her apartment. And the Lord is actually leading her to do one or two preparations along those lines. Nothing tremendously drastic, but a couple of things. And so, anyway, that 9th, the Lord quickened me to pay attention to the 9th of September as well. I'm not sure what for, but for something.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we have 30 seconds left. The Spirit and the Bride say...
come now.
You know what? on, get your butt over here. That's what I have to say. Get your booty here now.
Yeah. Shake your booty, Lord.
Shake that thing, okay? We need to leave.
Shake it.
That's so funny.
Down.
We believe.
All right.
Love you guys.
That's funny.
See you in the air.
Thanks.
Love you.
Love you all.
See you in the air.
Bye. Bye.